This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A group of activists hopes to break Israel's blockade of Gaza with a flotilla of vessels carrying aid set to sail from Istanbul in the coming days. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The flotilla is organized by a coalition of international and Turkish humanitarian groups. They say it's not just about delivering aid, but challenging what they describe as Israel's blockade on Gaza. It's been 14 years since flotilla organizers last tried to break the blockade. The last time, Israeli commandos intercepted the Mavi Marmara, the vessel leading the flotilla. The raid led to the deaths of 10 people. Activists say they are aware of the dangers they face, but say the risk is worth taking, considering the scale of the humanitarian crisis. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
An independent review of the neutrality of the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees has found Israel never expressed concern about anyone on the staff list it had received annually since 2011. The review was carried out after Israel alleged a dozen employees of the agency known as UNRWA had participated in the October 7th attacks. EU foreign ministers agreed in principle on Monday to expand sanctions on Iran following Tehran's missile and drone attack on Israel, the bloc's foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell said.
In order to cover missiles and their potential, by the time being it has not happened, but potential transfer to Russia.
Several EU countries had called for widening the drone-related sanctions regime to cover missiles and transfers to proxy forces. More work will need to follow to approve a legal framework before expansion of the sanctions can